From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Threats to forest health from three exotic insect pests, including hemlock woolly adelgid, Asian longhorn beetle, and emerald ash borer, loom large over the vast forest of New Hampshire. The veritable insect rogues gallery is at our doorstep after killing trees in nearby states. Kyle Lombard, Forest Health Program Coordinator at the New Hampshire Division of Forests and Lands, says these pests present several challenges, and the potential damage to New Hampshire forests and community street trees is high. Lombard asserts these pests are the gypsy moth and chestnut blight of our generation. 50 years from now, state and federal forest health programs will be judged based on how well we combat these threats today. The mild winter didn't help. Winter surveys revealed new hemlock adelgid infestations in Concord and Deering. While small, they're farther north than the existing infested areas along the seacoast and in Nashua. The emerald ash borer has not yet been discovered in New Hampshire, but it's only 90 miles away in Quebec and in New York State along the Hudson River. The Asian longhorn beetle infestation is even closer, in Worcester, Massachusetts, where it has been aggressively controlled, yet recently found outside the city. Six infected trees discovered in Boston were promptly removed with no further infestation. The Massachusetts moral is, find it early, and it costs a few $1,000s, or find it 15 years later, like Worcester, and it costs tens of millions of dollars annually for decades. Public outreach pays off. A critical message is to not transport firewood or camp firewood to vacation homes when camping this summer. To keep unseen insect pests out of New Hampshire, the best practice is to purchase local firewood when you arrive. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.